الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila Self-Affirmation. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Man salla alayya yawm al-jumu'ati kanat shafa'atun lahu indi yawm al-qiyamah. The one who reads durood upon me on the day of Friday, it is upon my generosity to intercede to do shafa'at for him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Shibli Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala says that I saw my deceased neighbor in a dream and I asked, Ma fa'alallahu bika? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with you? He said, I went through tremendous horrors of the grave. I was not even able to answer the questions by Munkar and Nakir. I thought to myself, maybe I did not die on Iman right at that time. I heard someone saying that you've been punished because of unnecessary use of your tongue in this dunya. And now I saw the angels of Azab were coming close to me right when this was happening. A very elegant and eloquent and exquisite person who is emanating a good fragrance stood between me and the angels of Azab. He reminded me of the answers of the questions by Munkar and Nakir. I responded the way he reminded me. And Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Azab was taken away from me. I asked this pious person that who came into my grave, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on you, who are you? He says, I've been born because of the recitation of durood that you used to do abundantly in this dunya. And I've been appointed to help you through all the difficulties. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this waqiyah where it gives us a great blessing of durood-e-paak, that recitation of durood-e-paak, will help us in difficult times, not only in this dunya, but even in qabr and inshaAllah, in the akhirat as well. But on the other hand, it teaches us a great lesson. And the lesson is that improper use of tongue can get us in trouble. This tongue and the words that come out can get us in trouble or take us out of trouble. This narration has both. Unnecessary use of tongue got this individual in trouble, and with the same tongue through which he used to read durood-e-paak got him out of trouble. This tongue and the words that come out of our tongue can either take us to Jannat or Jahannam. Sayyidina Wahb bin Munabbi rahmatullahi ta'ala says that in Bani Israel there were two pious saints, and their status was such that they used to walk on water. One day, while they were walking on the water in a sea, they saw a person and another pious saint walking in the air. They both asked him, how did you reach this status? He replied that I was content with what little was given to me in this dunya. I stopped my nafs from desires and my tongue from unnecessary conversations. And I occupied myself in things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered me to do, and then I adopted silence. And now, if I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I take an oath by Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills that oath for me. And whatever I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants me. Sayyidina Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that one day, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came out of his blessed house and was about to sit on his mode of transportation. Sayyidina Ma'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which amal is afzal, is superior? Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam pointed towards his blessed mouth and said, keeping silent besides saying something good. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, silence is the leader of akhlaq, meaning good manners. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala states that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam remain on earth as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to. One day, his offspring said, oh, our dear father, speak to us, converse with us. He alayhi salatu wasalam spoke in a gathering of 40,000, which included his kids, his grandkids, and his great-grandkids. Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered me, O Adam, speak less, as this amal will get you close to me, meaning towards Jannah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah has narrated that Hazrat Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was sent to the earth, he had a lot of offsprings. One day, kids of Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, his grandkids and his great-grandkids, they all gathered and they started talking. But Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam remained silent and did not converse. Everybody said, oh, our dear father, what is the reason that we are conversing, we are talking, but you remain silent? Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh, my children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sent me down to earth from Jannah, from his qurb, he made me take a promise that, O Adam, speak less until you return back to closeness to me. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madhi Channel, this all these narrations, these ahadith mubarakah, tells us the importance of being quiet, being silent, and whenever we talk, we've got to say something good. Remember, the words that we say not only have effects on us, but they have effect on the others as well. Just like the food that we eat has an effect on us. If poison is used to kill someone, antidote is used to kill the effect of that poison. There are foods that we eat that can make us sick, and there are foods that we eat that can make us healthy. They have an impact on us. They have an effect on us. Similarly, the words that we choose to say have an effect on us. There's a very small clip that came in recently, and in which Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliya was explaining the effects of words, and he says, he narrates a beautiful waqiyah, that there was a buzurg, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and he was writing a ta'weez. An individual comes to him and he started objecting that words do not have effect, and his ta'weez will not have an effect either. This buzurg looks at him and said, oh, you donkey, be quiet. This individual got really upset and he said, what did you say to me? What did you call me? The buzurg looked at him again and said, look, the words do have effect. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we swear at someone, if we say bad words to someone, we'll either get beat up, or if we say something nice, we'll get a smile back. Whatever good deed we do, we will get rewarded for it. Whatever bad deed we do, we will get rewarded for it, either good or bad. And sometimes a small thing is said with this tongue, which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the barakat of this is actually seen in generations. If someone uses the tongue to read Durood-e-Paak, then through the blessing of Durood-e-Paak, he gets so many blessings. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis-e-Dehelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says that calamities are taken away from the one who reads Durood-e-Paak. A person, if he's sick, he gets shifa from the recitation of Durood-e-Paak. Angels do his zikr. The one who reads Durood-e-Paak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him help in all permissible work that he does. He gets barakat from Durood-e-Paak to a point that his four generations reap a barakat of his recitation of Durood-e-Paak. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says that a person says something that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, to him it was a very small thing, but it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his status by many folds. And sometimes a person says something that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't even realize it, but it becomes the reason for him to go to Jahannam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, words have effect. There's a very beautiful waqi in Faizan Sunnah. There were two brothers. One was very pious and another one was a big sinner. Where at the time, as time passed, the brother who used to commit sins, his last day came. The pious brother actually came to him and said, "Look, I used to warn you. I used to invite you towards righteousness. You didn't listen to me. You always committed sins, but then look where you're at. You're about to die. What are you going to do?" So the brother who used to commit sins, who was on the deathbed, he looked at his brother who was pious and said, "With my matter, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives my matter in the hands of my mother, do you think she will throw me in the fire?" The brother said, "No." The pious brother said, "No, of course mother won't do that." The brother who was actually on the deathbed, who was a sinner, he says, "My Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much more merciful than my mother." And he passed away. After a few days, this pious brother sees his other brother and asks him, "Ma fa'alallahu bika? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with you?" He said, "Those last words that I said, that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful than my mother, became the reason for forgiveness." Sometimes the words that we say may not be important to us, but it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the status by many folds, just like the hadith of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you get a pot and keep lots of flowers in it and cover it with a lid, right, and when you open it after a while, what will we get? We'll get a beautiful fragrance of flowers coming out of it. And similarly, if there was a sewage, if there's a gutter line and it's covered with a lid, and when you open that lid, what will happen? We'll get a foul smell. In the exact same way, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we speak, the words that come out of our mouth, they introduce our personality. They introduce who we are. Now, if we were in a good company, and the words that we choose will either give the fragrance of حُبُّ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, or it will give a foul smell of how we are in this dunya. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's a reason why this tongue is kept so much inside. It is behind 32 teeth, and then further protection is given by lips. Consider this as two guards and 32 bars. When the tongue breaks this prison and comes out, it can cause damage that is sometimes irreparable. This tongue can give a false statement and get a person imprisoned. This tongue, if words come out of the head of the nation, can destroy other nations. This tongue is very powerful. It can get us in trouble or it can get us out of trouble. This is where phrases like "think before you leap" come into play. These words, the choice of words, can lead to problems in families. One person would say something and the other person would reply back. Hence an argument starts that leads to severing ties with each other and not speaking with each other for days or months or years. Sometimes if another person hasn't said anything right or in a right manner, keeping mouth closed and not saying anything or not saying a word says a lot. Sometimes if another person hasn't said anything right or not in the right manner, which we didn't like, sometimes keeping our mouth closed and not saying a word says a lot. Letting go with good intentions will yield us sawab, but our habit is very different. We want to answer the person right away. We want to make sure that the other person knows who he's dealing with. "I'm not an ordinary person. I know how to answer him. I'm not weak." This rush of blood and the adrenal rush takes over us. "I'll show him how to answer him." And we do. "How dare he said that to me?" My dear viewers of Madani Channel, where is this taking us? Is this taking us to Jannat or Jahannam? Sometimes being silent is like dropping a mic. "I have said my piece. I am done. I don't want to argue." One sometimes being quiet says these words without even saying it, that "I don't want to argue, I have said my piece, I've said my word." Walk away from the situation. This day and age, it is better for a man to walk away, be quiet and not say anything. And when we do say something the next day, or sometimes even answering, after answering the person, we feel like, "Oh, we shouldn't have done that." or we end up in a situation of arguing or counter-arguing, which ends up being worse than it was. Remember, when a stone rubs against a stone, when an iron rubs against an iron, it only produces a spark, which ends up starting a fire. And sometimes this fire is out of control, becomes uncontrollable. Sayyidina Maruf Qarqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do good with a person, He opens the door of amal for him and closes the door of argument. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to do a good with a person, then He closes the door of amal for him and opens the door of argument. There was a Tabi'i Buzurg, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Maimun bin Mihran rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was asked, what is the reason that your friends like you and none of them dislike you? He says, I do not argue with them. Sayyidina Imam Shabi rahmatullahi ta'ala stated that Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to one of the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, should I not tell you about one of the best and easiest amal? The Sahabi, the companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu, humbly said, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. Please do tell us. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, husni akhlaq, good manners, and long silence, make these two actions obligatory upon you. Because in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not find any amal afdal than this. Sayyidina Jabir bin Sumra radiallahu ta'ala says that Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to be silent a lot. Sayyidina Tariq bin Ashim radiallahu ta'ala has said that we have sat in the court of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we have not seen anyone with long silence other than Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan would speak, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would give them a smile, subhanallah. Sayyidina Sufyan Sawri rahmatullahi ta'ala says that long silence is the key to ibadat. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the words that we speak have an impact. Like just like the first narration that we heard, that the improper use of tongue got the individual in trouble, while the right use of tongue got him out of trouble. The question is, how do we use our tongue? We talk uselessly day in and day out. Remember, we are going to be accountable for everything that we say. Just like the hadith that was narrated, that Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, it is what that comes out of the tongue, well, people will fall face down in Jahannam. And we don't want to go in Jahannam. We want to go in Jannah. So if you want to go in Jannah, then we need to choose our words carefully. Think before we talk. Do we really need to talk in situations? Do we really need to reply back to a person? Is it necessary? Because this useless conversation, this extra conversation actually ends up taking our conversation and making our conversation as part of ghibat, backbiting, tale-telling, and all these other sins that comes with it. And sometimes when we say words, we're sorry afterwards. So why not choose the words wisely? And if you don't have to say anything, why not be quiet? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to choose our words wisely and use our tongue for invitation towards righteousness, for zikrullah and zikr habib, meaning recitation of durood. Ameen bijahin nabiyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.